Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to this Friday edition of our program, the very end of the week and the end of our series on the power of proclamation. Today, as Derek brings this great teaching to a close, he's going to turn a little bit of a corner, and I am glad he's going to. You know, when we are promised great blessings in the Bible, when we are promised the great gifts of God, one of the things we have to realize is the attitude that is modeled in the book of Genesis, where it says that Israel was blessed to be a blessing. And one of the great truths we need to hold on to as we walk in all the things of God is that we have not simply received what we've received for ourselves. Any gift, any power, any tool, any weapon that we are given, we should recognize is not just for us, but it's for us to use for the good of others. Today, Derek is going to take this great teaching on the power of proclamation that we have been hearing about, the power that we have to speak the word, the power that we have to proclaim over the circumstances of this life, the words of God that grant change and that contain in them literally the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that we have the power and the authority to speak those words over the nations of the earth. Derek's going to talk to us about proclamations for nations. This is so transforming and so desperately needed today when the nations are in uproar, as we read in the newspapers every day. So let's get our Bibles, let's get something to take notes with, and let's prepare to proclaim the word of God over the nations of the earth, as Derek teaches us.
Suppose that you're challenged with something that you can't do. It's too much. You're just not capable. You don't have the education. You don't have the physical strength. Depends what it is. And yet God has challenged you with it. Well, we resort to Philippians 4:13, but this is the Prince version. I happen to know Greek, and I think the Lord gave me a really good rendering of the Greek that brings out the meaning better than any other version I've ever heard. But let me say, it's not in print. I've got people coming up to me and saying, where can we buy it? You can't. I can do all things through the one who empowers me within. I'll say that again. I can do all things through the one who empowers me within. I use the word empower because the Greek word is from dunamis, which is normally translated power. So there's a source of power within you that is released by your proclamation. I can do all things through the one who empowers me within. I don't have the education, I don't have the strength, but when it's the will of God, when it's a task assigned by God, there's one in me who empowers me from within. And then suppose the problem is sickness. One of our favorites is 1 Peter 2:24. Jesus himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose wounds we were healed. See, puts it in the past tense. See, if you notice, when it speaks about healing in the atonement, it never uses the future. 700 years before Jesus came, Isaiah said, through his stripes we are healed. After the atonement, looking back, Peter said, by whose wounds you what? Were healed. See, that gives you a totally different perspective. Doesn't mean you automatically cease to be sick, but it gives you a different basis on which to encounter and challenge sickness. And sometimes you have to keep saying it a long while. You just have to decide which is more reliable, God's word or your symptoms. Now, we're coming into a more aggressive area. We're going to talk about intervention in national and international affairs. And Ruth and I spend a lot of time praying outside our own needs, praying for various situations, the destiny of nations. Here are some scriptures that will encourage you and help you. Now, one of our favorites we almost always end up with is Daniel chapter 2, verses 20 through 22, and 4, 34 and 35. First words were spoken by Daniel, the second by Nebuchadnezzar, but the message is the same. I'll say that reference again. Daniel 2, 20 through 22, and Daniel 4, 34 and 35.
Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, what have you done? Consider that those words came from an unbelieving emperor, Nebuchadnezzar. I think he was a believer by that time. But just think of the tremendous work of God in Nebuchadnezzar's life. That should encourage us that God can change ungodly and evil rulers if we learn how to pray. And then we have two passages from 2 Chronicles. Each of them is just one verse. We take them from the NIV. And they are both prayers. So if we're going to pray for, say, the situation in the Middle East or whatever it might be, before we pray the particular prayer, we tend to pray these prayers because they get us going. All right, where are we? 2 Chronicles 14:11. Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rely on you, and in your name we have come against this vast army. Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rely on your name, and in your name we have come against this vast army. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you. And then 2 Chronicles 26:20, verse 6. O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the earth. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can resist you. Amen.
We sit in our homes, we watch our televisions, we hear about bombings in Gaza, we hear about wars, we hear about soldiers being killed in Iraq, we hear about the nations in uproar, terrorism on the rise, nation against nation, and we wonder if we can do anything about it. The Bible says that we have been put here to exercise dominion, and one of our great tools of dominion is the power to proclaim the word over the nations of the earth. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio has been on the air in its new half-hour format for more than 1 year. Your friendship and partnership has been a tremendous blessing, and we are grateful. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Thanks to your generosity, more and more lives are being changed by God's truth. That is why at this special time, we are asking that you prayerfully consider financially supporting Derek Prince Legacy Radio. In fact, if you can share a gift of $15 or more this week, we'd like to send you two special resources as our way of saying thank you for your partnership. The first is Derek's classic book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And the second is his powerful audio CD, The Defeat of Satan. The Bible tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. What we say and how we say it matters. These resources have been used to transform thousands of lives. And now both are yours this week as our thank you for your gift of $15 or more. Please call now to share in the important work of Derek Prince Ministries. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Your gift of $15 or more will keep Derek's solidly biblical teaching coming. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada,
Call 888-737-0771 or give your gift of $15 or more securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Delighted that you're with me for the final portion of teaching this week on the power of proclamation. Derek is teaching us today on how to proclaim the Word of God over the nations of the earth. And I love this because I want to play a role in the way things are going on the earth. And God has given me that authority. Let's listen to how to exercise it.
Now we'll do Psalm 33, verses 8 through 12. We got to go rather quickly now. This is a tremendously powerful affirmation when you're dealing with the world situation. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He has chosen as His own inheritance. In other words, who's going to come a winner out of it all? The nation whose God is the Lord. All the plans of nations and United Nations and governments are just nonsense if they're contrary to the plan of God. All right, now we're going to do, in closing, some things that relate to the Middle East, which is one of the areas that we pray most about. Now, you might not have exactly the same burden, but you can take the principles and apply them in your situation. I want to point out, first of all, that the Middle East and North Africa is undoubtedly the hardest single area of the earth to penetrate with the gospel. And there's a very important reason. And it's a reason that brings out the power of proclamation. You probably know that from every Muslim mosque, there goes forth a proclamation five times every 24 hours, which says, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is His prophet, etc. And of course, Allah is not the God of the Bible. Now, the Muslim calendar started about 627 AD. So it's been going for more than 1,300 years. And that proclamation has been made five times every day from every mosque for more than 1,300 years. Let me give you a little calculation. If it was made daily for 1,300 or plus years, that would be 474,500 days. Let's say, round it off, 500,000 days. And it's made five times every day, so that's 2.5 million times that proclamation has been made from every mosque. And you take the number of mosques, and I imagine there must be at least 500,000 mosques in North Africa and the Middle East, you've got billions of times. Why is there such a tremendously powerful anti-Christian power over that area, greater than any other area of the earth? What is the cause of it? It's that proclamation. You see, the power of proclamation, negative or positive. How can we overcome the power of all those negative proclamations? What do we have to do to make the positive proclamation? So we're going to give you an example. And remember, just in case you say, well, it's a hopeless task, when Moses was confronted by the Egyptian magicians and they all threw their rods on the ground and they all became snakes, you know what happened? Moses' snake ate up the snakes of the Egyptians. So in other words, our proclamation overcomes every negative proclamation if we know how to make it. So we're going to make two specifically in regard to Israel and their land that are biblical. The first is from Psalm 125, verse 3, from the New International Version. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. Okay, what's the scepter of the wicked in this context? Islam. What's the land allotted to the righteous? The land allotted to God's people. The Bible says, no matter what politicians may say, no matter what they may do, the scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. Now, you have to say that in faith. When everything looks exactly the opposite, that's the time to say it. You are stretching out that rod, and your snake is going to eat up the snakes of the magicians. And then Psalm 129, verses 5 and 6. Let them all be confounded and turn back that hate Zion. Let them be like the grass upon the housetops, which withers before it grows up. And Isaiah have noticed on all those who hate Zion, they'll never grow to maturity. They will never grow to full stature. They will wither before they have full grown. That's the word of God, and it's going to come to pass. And finally, let me give you just one more passage about the restoration of Israel. In Jeremiah chapter 31, and we're going to act on this. If we have time, we're going to go through with it. At least we'll do our best. Jeremiah 31, it says in verse 7, sing with gladness for Jacob. Shout among the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. If you take those words, it says, sing, shout, proclaim, praise, and pray. There are five things. Sing, shout, praise, proclaim, and pray. Proclaim is one of them. And then it says in verse 10, hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and that's Florida. He who scattered Israel will gather him and will keep him as a shepherd does his flock. That's what we say to the Middle East and this present situation. The same God who scattered Israel is gathering him and will keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. Let's say that, shall we? He who scattered Israel is gathering him and will keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. Now, why don't we do what the Bible says? We've come to the end of the message. Why don't we stand up, proclaim, praise, shout, and show ourselves happy?
These teachings that we're hearing are all the more dear to me because as Derek's biographer, I know that he learned them in the sands of North Africa during World War II. As he learned to proclaim the word over the clashing nations in that great war and see things change, see God go to work. There's more to come, including some special friends with me here in the studio as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio has been on the air in its new half-hour format for more than 1 year. Your friendship and partnership has been a tremendous blessing, and we are grateful. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Thanks to your generosity, more and more lives are being changed by God's truth. That is why at this special time, we are asking that you prayerfully consider financially supporting Derek Prince Legacy Radio. In fact, if you can share a gift of $15 or more this week, we'd like to send you two special resources as our way of saying thank you for your partnership. The first is Derek's classic book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And the second is his powerful audio CD, The Defeat of Satan. The Bible tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. What we say and how we say it matters. These resources have been used to transform thousands of lives. And now both are yours this week as our thank you for your gift of $15 or more. Please call now to share in the important work of Derek Prince Ministries. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Your gift of $15 or more will keep Derek's solidly biblical teaching coming. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or give your gift of $15 or more securely online at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with me for this final portion of our time together on a Friday. Two gentlemen are joining me in the studio right now. First of all, Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, who always brings such marvelous perspective and heart. Dick, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Stephen. You're too kind.
And one of the producers of our show and a pastor, scholar, writer, Dave Holland. Great to have you with me, Dave.
Hi, thanks. Good to see you guys.
You know, we're here at the end of the week here on this series that we've been hearing from Derek about power of proclamation. And this really was one of the seminal teachings of his life. He modeled it with his wives. By the way, I need to say for those who don't know, he only had one wife at a time, but one died and then he married another. So I speak of both of them as the wives. But all that to say that he really did have He really modeled this, but he also sort of pioneered it in the body of Christ. It was fresh and kind of new at the time, even though it wasn't new in church history. Dick, you were there for a lot of that. How did you see it at the time?
Yeah, you know, Derek had the ability to do things that you would sit there and you'd say, you know, why didn't I think of that? You know, they were so basic, and but Derek did them in a very unique way, such as beginning, you know, his messages, and having Ruth would come up to the podium. They would begin their message before Derek said one word. They would begin their message with a proclamation of Scripture. You know, they were basically declaring it out there into the environment and trusting that, you know, the Scripture is true, where the Lord says, my word will not return to me void. Derek and Ruth believed that, but they practiced these things that were really unique to them.
You know, David, you and I weren't there in those days, but you and I are part of the church, and we've been leaders in churches, and we're in a generation of Christians that really are sort of the children or the grandchildren of the generation that Derek was directly impacting, so to speak. And this power of proclamation, it's called confession more these days, but it is still a truth that we need to embrace in the body of Christ.
It really is. It is profoundly powerful. I've seen it in my own life. And as you say, we are really the legacy of the teaching. We're a part of that legacy, which is why we call this program Derek Prince Legacy Radio. And we really are hoping that more people can become a part of that legacy as well, not only by being impacted by those teachings and putting them to practice in their lives and having a kingdom impact as a result, but also by partnering with us and be a part of that legacy by sharing in the work, by partnering with us with their financial resources. And people are doing that. We need more to do so. It's a very simple thing to do. And I must tell you, all of us here around this table and all throughout the world are so grateful when you do. You know, as a way of saying thank you, if you can share a gift of support for the ministry this month of $15 or more, we have a small token of our appreciation. We'd like to send you the book called Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And a CD by Derek, a teaching on CD called Defeat of Satan, The Defeat of Satan.
Great.
Both of those things together for your gift of $15 or more this month. It's an easy thing to do. You can go online at derekprince.org and do that, or give us a call at 800-448-3261. And I do want to say that, you know, we do appreciate the single gift, but one of the things that's available either online or on the phone is to set up an automatic monthly giving approach,
where you
can, for your convenience and for the sake of consistency, you can just set that up one time and know that you'll be partnering with and being a part of everything the ministry is doing all over the world every single month. And we certainly appreciate that when you do that.
You know, guys, I don't usually do this, but I'm going to share a pet peeve.
Please.
I get out there and I'm encountering all kinds of people, and they'll say, Dick, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. By the way, who is Derek Prince? Who was this guy anyhow?
Yeah.
And I just have to say, our goal is to get Derek's voice out there with the proclamation of the Word of God that he was so well known for. And that's the bottom line, folks. That's why we're doing what we're doing. So, again, I just endorse what David is saying, and I say, join with us. We invite your partnership. We're so grateful for those of you who are giving to us, and if you've already sent resources into us, thank you so much. But that's what we're all about, is getting the Word of God out, proclaiming the Word of God.
You know, and I can just hear somebody saying, well, you shouldn't be about trying to get Derek Prince's voice out there. You should be about trying to get the gospel of Jesus out there. Well, you know, God uses men. I mean, how can they hear unless someone is sent, the Bible says. And so it's not that we're making an idol out of Derek. That's not the point. In fact, the fact that he has passed away and that his teaching was so lean in a sense. By what I mean by that is there's not a lot of dross. There's not a lot of extra stuff. There's not a lot of personality driven ministry. It's just the Word of God taught by a very logically thinking minister and teacher, we feel comfortable saying, man, yeah, we want to get him out there, because to get him out there is very much to impact our generation. Guys, it's great to have you with me.
Thanks, Stephen.
Well, that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
To receive Derek's book, Does Your Tongue Need Healing? And his special audio CD, Defeat of Satan, for your gift of $15 or more, give us a call,
800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's because of the faithful financial support of friends like you that Derek Prince Legacy Radio is on the air. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can give your support securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.